This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People who have actually called a number from the bathroom wall. How did that go? I saw a number in a bathroom stall that said call Jerry, so I called Jerry. He picks up and said, "This is Jerry. A BJ is $50. I hung up. Yeah, $20 is my limit. 2. Someone wrote their number with a note saying, "Text me if you want to talk." I texted them about how I was having a bad day and they responded and gave me a few words of encouragement. Well, that's awesome. I'm about to do that. Close. Found a number in a textbook, so I called and it was this guy who had left the number there 7 years ago and thought it was hilarious I found it. He was really nice. Not a bathroom wall, but one time in high school a group of kids and I found binders and folders that belonged to students from 10 years ago in a storage room. One binder, which belonged to a kid named Cody, had a large list of students' phone numbers. We called a handful of them, and probably only about 3 picked up. I guess they were amused that some kids from their old high school were calling them, and one girl actually thought it was really cool. It was an interesting experience. A couple years ago, someone wrote my friend's name and number on the train with a note to call for free doorknobs. None of us could ever figure out if it was a euphemism for something, but she got calls 4 weeks about the free doorknobs. In middle school I called a number under on one of the benches written in Sharpie. After a couple months of talking and getting to know this girl, we parted ways. Without ever mentioning this, she is now my best friend's wife and mother of their 2 daughters. Weird world. Oh, wholesome. I called one from one I found in the stall in school. It was a teacher at our school. Her home number. She asked how I got her number. Was her name Jenny? I have never done it, but I recall once seeing something like "for a good BJ" call and recognizing it as a gay friend's number. I told him about it next time I saw him, and he said, "Yeah, I know. I wrote it there. It was before Grindr and all that existed." Anyway, I just told him to be careful. I'm fine with him being gay, but he wasn't the brightest. You should have just called him, but pretend not to know that you know who he is. Even introduce yourself as your name, and when you meet up, come in your normal clothes and everything. But just don't acknowledge his identity until after you're both finished. When I was a kid, my friend and I were at the bowling alley and in the bathroom was one of those "for a good time" numbers. We didn't 100% know what it meant, but we were all for calling random numbers to see what would happen. We go to the payphone and call the number, and it goes to an answering machine with some gruff sounding guy doing his "leave your name and number" spiel. Somewhere out there, some dude once came home to a message of a little girl casually saying, "Yes, hello, we saw your phone number on the bathroom wall and we're looking for a good time, so," and the other screaming in the background, "Oh my god, would hang up before the click." Someone put my number on the bathroom wall once. I got a text message from someone telling me it was really nice of them. Actually, after our text convo though, it got me thinking. Nobody had called me for a good time. I was slightly insulted, cause I am, in fact, a very good time, but I did change my phone number anyway. 3 months later they tore that building down to make a new gas station, so in retrospect I guess I could have kept that phone number that I had for 10 plus years. Oh well. I mean, you can always put your number on the bathroom wall again if you want phone calls. This was the late 90s, so pagers and payphones were still a thing. I saw some graffiti on a payphone outside of a gas station on the way to a friend's house. Basically, it said something along the lines of "need hot gay dong" or something. So, I paged my friend and put that number in and then headed to his dorm. When I got there, my friend said he got a page, called the number and some guy answered. They were both confused for a minute because that dude didn't page my friend and they tried to figure it out. After a bit, the dude asked my friend what he looked like. My friend explained himself. Then, the dude asked my friend if he was gay and or wanted to get his dong sucked. My friend said no on both accounts and hung up. He could tell by my laughing that I knew something and I came clean. Honestly, I had assumed some other college kid had put his friend's number up there to frick with him. But, nope. This guy was really trying to get laid via payphone graffiti. So, now, when I see this type of thing, I know that it isn't always a joke. But sometimes, you might just get your dong sucked. Sometimes, you might just get your dong sucked. That's my life mantra. Not a bathroom, but this bar near me had giant Jenga and people would write on the blocks. One of them had a number and said call for an average time. I called and said I'm calling for an average time. She hung up and that was the end of it. At least the note was accurate. Relatable. A friend once called a number he found on a bathroom wall at a local bar. It said something like Brenda K will make your day, translated from my native tongue, along with a cell phone number. He called the number and sure enough a female named Brenda picked up. My friend was drunk and stupid and tried sexy talking her, asking her how she would make his day. She went silent for a while followed by a sigh and not this crap again. Where is it now? Is it at Marty's bar? Duggan's? Could you please erase the number? My friend did. She thanked him, and they hung up. The next day when he had sobered up he felt bad. So he texted her and apologized. They kept texting back and forth for a few weeks, and it turns out they lived in the same town. Eventually they decided to meet up and have a few beers. Nothing ever came of it, like it never ended up being a love affair rom-com style, nor a P-movie style love affair. But they do still to this day text and hang out once in a while. Oh, and it was her ex who kept putting her number up on bathroom walls in local bars. Reddit. Can we agree that maybe we should really start calling the numbers on bathroom stalls? Like, maybe make a group pact to always do this when we can? It seems most of the time it's not quite what we expect and maybe, just maybe, we could be reaching someone who just wants to talk or maybe didn't know their number was on the wall. Worst case you get a really good frick. I'm up. In my stupid teenage years, I saw call girl's name for a great screw. Being completely moronic I called it and tried to act all suave. The girl broke down in tears crying, asking why we kept calling her. Her mom immediately grabbed the phone and tore into me. I apologized and hung up, then literally cried and scrubbed out her number. I've tried to make it a point to call numbers and ask if they've been harassed over the phone, then explain where the number was and scrub it out. I never see numbers written on stalls anymore though. It's been years I think since I last called someone. It's always disconnected. You are doing God's work. I still see these from time to time. Keep it up. Not a bathroom, but I texted a number that was scratched into the floor at my school. Guy who responded was pretty chill. Offered to help me hide a body in exchange for beer. Also asked me to spread the word so if he's reading this, you're welcome. I'm gonna need that number, please. Not from a bathroom wall, but someone's number was written on a wall of a college building for classes. I called it and there was a grown man asking me how I got his number. When I told him, he just sighed, told me to cover it up or erase it, and hung up. Did you cover it up? Not the bathroom wall, but it was written on a railing outside at my high school. I texted it and met a lovely woman who I'll call Susie. I once found a card in the restroom with a number on one side and a crudely drawn jizzing dong on the other side. Obviously I took the card with me because hilarious. I was traveling for work through an absolute redneck hellhole, and this gas station was the kind of place where all the staff play cards and smoke at a table in back until someone needs something. But when I came out of the bathroom one of the guys at the table gave me a look like I know you saw my dong art. PLS respond and I kind of put my head down and rushed out. But I put his card on my desk and look at it when I need to laugh. A few times I have called it and I hang up after he answers. Just want to know he's okay. Was fun, he probably didn't remember he had written it. So at first he thought I was one of his friends playing a prank on him. I searched his number on Facebook and saw his photos and where he lived and that kind of things. I said I was a hacker from the government and that someone near him was selling drugs. Somehow he ended up believing me. The next day we talked he realized I wasn't a hacker but we kept talking and soon became friends. By the sixth time I called he said he was busy so I didn't call him anymore and neither did he. I hope you all really enjoyed your conversation with the fire department that teenager me left in every public bathroom he could find. The number was no longer in service. I really wanted to connect with another person just to not feel alone for a little while. I'd worked so hard to push everyone away, push everyone out, for their own good, for my own good. Put my phone away, put my dong away, washed my hands, told the cashier I called the number. He laughed, said it was his friend's old cell phone number. I laughed too, felt a little better. Laughter is good. Paid for gas, fueled up, ran the pump for this old lady, filled the tank in her busted but Chevrolet Cavalier, put the nozzles back. I was visiting family in Texas and had gone to the movie theater, and found a number in one of the stalls. I decided to text it. I don't remember what, but I was like 14 and I just remember it being kind of a mean joke. But then I felt bad and said I was sorry. The girl's number was Kaylee, and I don't really know how or why it happened, but we ended up talking a bit after I said I was sorry. Kaylee was really cool. She was a little older than me, but I slowly fell in love with her. It was tough because I lived across the country though, only visiting that part of Texas twice a year. So twice a year, I spent a lot of time with her as well. She was my first love and I always got so darn excited for those trips. Of course, when I wasn't there in Texas, we were constantly texting, talking on the phone, FaceTiming, etc. Something happened in my family when I was about 18 though, and I don't want to go into details, but the trips to Texas stopped, and so did my trips to see Kaylee. We probably talked for another 2 years after that, making plans to see each other that never came to fruition, and I guess we both eventually gave up. I was about 20 by then, having known her and loved her for 6 years. I'm 24 now. I think about her often. I tried texting her a few weeks ago, but I never got a reply, so I don't know how things are with her. I hope they're good though. And yeah, that's my story of texting a bathroom stall phone number. A year or two ago, I found a phone number on the top of a desk, and it stayed there for a while. One of the kids next to me called it a few times and no one picked up. After a few days, one of the kids in my class decided it would be funny to write their number next to it. By the end of the class, the entire top of my table had 5 or so phone numbers on it, and I'm pretty sure one of them was a teacher's phone number he gave out for a field trip. Not surprisingly, by the next class it looked like there had never been any writing on it. My friends and I were going through a sewer system back when I was in high school, and at the entrance there was some purple spray paint on the wall that said in big letters, "For great butt frick call, phone number." Being high school boys, we had to call the number to mess with them. Some girl, who sounded like she was around our age, answered the phone when I called. I said something along the lines of, "I'm calling about your ad, and I was wondering, when you say great butt frick, are you talking about butt fricking, or just an all-around good time?" They let out an audibly shocked up, "Don't ever call this number again." We got a good laugh out of that. Good times. I peaked in high school. Holy frick, I can't stop cracking up. Worked at a shipyard and one of the stalls had a number to call for a good time. I was expecting the workplace thot or a local S. Turned out to be another dude working in the shipyard as well, and he told me a co-worker of his wrote his number at the stall as a joke. We agreed to meet during our lunch break. He was actually a pretty cool guy to talk to. I was on the other end of this one. I carved the number of a phone I was about to change the number on, and 3 days later a guy calls me saying he seen the number, so I recite the greatest words I could think of. "Have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?" He hung up. It wasn't on the bathroom wall, but it was in one of the books I had in my Spanish class. I read it and it said "call me," so I decided to text it because why not? Me. "Hi, stranger. Hi, who's this?" Me. "You gave my your number in that Spanish textbook." Stranger. "LOL, what?" Me. "I found your number in a Spanish class book." Stranger. "When?" Me. "Now." Me. "Do you want me to throw it away? It was written on a gum wrapper and placed inside the book." Stranger. "Yeah, actually I don't remember putting it in a book. What does it say?" Me. "My pictures aren't sending, but it was on a gum wrapper. Picture eventually sent to stranger." Stranger. "Okay, awkward. I don't remember leaving that in there. LOL, you have teacher name, RN? Me. "Maybe." Me. "Yes." Me. "Well, I am gonna throw it away. Nice talking to you." Stranger. "Okay, awkward. I have him for 6th too, LOL. Me. One of your friends must have did it then. Stranger, it's either that or I was like hi ASFMAO. Stranger, but thanks for throwing it away anyways. Me, I made sure not to show myself texting because I didn't want them seeing me before I seen them, but yeah, not really that exciting, but I thought it was a pretty funny experience. That happened last semester and I still don't know who it was. You said gun and it made the story confusing lol. I can somewhat vicariously tell you from the other side, I was upset with my mom so I wrote her number on a desk with something like SATX call me, and she eventually started telling me how it was really really odd how some stupid teenagers kept calling her and hanging up after only a few words. I couldn't tell her, or wouldn't. I'm still upset really, but it was years ago, to clarify. I saw a name number on bathroom wall so I drew over it then called it to tell them someone wrote their number on a bathroom wall. The guy got pee and starting accusing me of being the guy who wrote his number on the wall. I was so upset by that I wrote his number on a few other bathroom walls. A high school. There was a number written in the bathroom stall of the Dairy Queen I worked at as a teenager. Every time I was in there having a crap I always wondered who the number might be. One day I said frick it and called the number. A guy picked up and I told him that his number was written in the Dairy Queen bathroom in town. He said he was from town which is almost 600 kilometers away. Bemused he said the best he could figure is that his friends who have been to my town must have wrote his number there as a joke. We laughed about this, said goodbye, and that was it. Very anticlimactic lol. Didn't call any numbers but we once wrote down the number of a friend on a table on the school with the caption call for golden shower. We were very immature stupid guys. Anyways my friend actually got a text message saying I'm interested. It was a number of one of the teachers. I was in line at a Texas barbecue and a number was written near the queue saying something or another. I texted it and enjoyed a chat with another friendly jokester. When I was in college, my roommates, swell Gus that they are, put my phone number as a scrolling text screensaver on every single computer at the local Circuit City. Got woken up early the next morning by a phone call from a PF manager wanting to know why my phone number was on all his computers. I was not kind. I freaking called the White House, the number of which I got from a bathroom stall from a hole in the wall place in Colorado. It wasn't a bathroom wall but off of a tile from a Jumbo Jenga game that said text for a good time. And all we did was send funny gifs back and forth for a day or two. Now every so often I get a random gif from that person and it always makes my day. LOL. Many years ago when we were teenagers, some schoolmates put a message into the bathrooms of the city's largest department store. Like, call the hot flexilol for a good time. My phone number. And from what I remember, it was worded to sound a little bit not so heterosexual. Anyway, I started to get these calls from men, which usually went like hey, how long is your, beep, etc. So I usually just played along and told them it's like massively big etc. There was also this girl who called, multiple times, who seemed to have stalked me or she thought she figured out what class I go to. Back then, I was like 15. 16 or so, inexperienced. I think we agreed to meet some place in town or something, but no one was there when I went there with a friend. This was back when mobile phones were not a thing yet, so getting a call when you're eating dinner with family from some guy who wants to know how long your beep is, not so great 2/10. It said free pizza, I called it. It turns out it was a real pizza place but their business was so crappy that the day before they had put that up. I actually ended up having free pizza because I was the first to find one. Not a bathroom wall but a rented cottage. Found a Snapchat username under the bunk bed. Turns out she lived a few miles away from my hometown. Hung out a few times and then found out she got a husband from creeping her FB. A few days later she said we should go to the cottage for a weekend. Do it. Tap that MILF. I called a number off a picnic table on time. It was some random girl's name. A middle-aged man answered. We talked for a while. He was extremely polite. Frustrated but polite. Asked how I got his number. I told him it was on a picnic table. He offered me $20 to tell him where. He came and scratched it off and he paid me the $20. He had that number for about 3 months and kept getting dong pics. I felt bad for the guy. I found a H number in the bathroom at Bertie's in Richmond, Indiana. $125 and she let do whatever I wanted. She was gross though. The number ended up getting removed. She told me she was on Erotic Monkey. God, she was gross. My ex got a new phone number and would get dong pics and lewd messages from random dudes all the time asking for Tracy. He used to get so mad. One time I set one of the dong pics as his screensaver and also a couple random contacts photos so he wouldn't notice till they called him. He was super mad, but it was really funny. Know a guy who had this happen to his phone number, though don't know exactly where all it had been posted. He got literally hundreds of dong pics a day. He was like 14/15 at the time and slapped them with an offer of him reporting them to the police for sending obscene and explicit material to a minor. I saw a number posted in the bathroom when I was in Nashville and I texted and someone sent me a picture back of a dong covered in all of these disgusting sores. It was so worth it. The number was on a little plaque on the stall wall that said, "Tell us about our service." Someone brought me toilet paper within a minute. It was great. I wish more places would do this. I called. Her dad answered. We had a brief discussion about what the message said and where it was displayed. He thanked me and hung up without even questioning why I called. Wall said, "Call if you want a good time." I texted a picture of Jesus to be funny and captioned it, "You need Jesus." Got a reply saying I was the first and that Jesus was friends with W and stuff. Not too Bible literate. All in all, this guy was chill. Said to text him whenever, as he thought I was pretty cool. Never did. Great. It was with my classmate. We talked about my awesome science teacher. She's from Sri Lanka and has a heavy accent, so none of us can understand what she's going on about for the majority of class. She also kind of sucks at teaching as a whole. Gives out way too many worksheets, but is still a straight boss. The other day, she accidentally T-poses while trying to teach us about homeostasis. She called it her special little dance. It literally made my whole life worth living. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video. Bye for now.